2019年鄂尔多斯市初中毕业升学考试预测卷二，听力测试。一，答听力测试题前，应边听录音边看试题，每段回合或独白连续读两遍。二，请在答题纸上相应的位置将选项用2B 铅笔涂黑。三，录音连续播放，中途不停机，录音播放完毕，终止听力测试。一，听句子，选择与句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
One, look, the left boy is as tall as the right one.
Look.The left boy is as tall as the right one.
Two, 30 people lost their lives in the accident on November 30th.
30 people lost their lives in the accident on November 30th.
3. David hurt his left leg while he was skating yesterday.
David hurt his left leg while he was skating yesterday.
4. Bill's car broke down on his way to the airport.
Bill's car broke down on his way to the airport.
5. You are supposed to shake hands when you meet someone for the first time.
You are supposed to shake hands when you meet someone for the first time.
二，听句子，选择该句的最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
Six, how do you like living in Ordos?
How do you like living in Ordos?
7. Do you mind if I keep a pet dog, Mum?
Do you mind if I keep a pet dog, Mum?
8. I don't like rainy or windy weather.
I don't like rainy or windy weather.
9. Tomorrow, I'll take an important driving test.
Tomorrow, I'll take an important driving test.
10. I'm terribly sorry to trouble you, Mrs. Black.
I'm terribly sorry to trouble you, Mrs. Black.
3. 听对话和问题，选择正确答案，每组对话及问题读两遍。
11. Shall we go hiking or camping next Sunday, Mike?
Oh, I'm not allowed to go out on weekends. How about watching movies at my home? Question: What is Mike allowed to do on weekends?
Shall we go hiking or camping next Sunday, Mike?
Oh, I'm not allowed to go out on weekends. How about watching movies at my home?
Question: What is Mike allowed to do on weekends? Jack, I don't want to watch TV at home this weekend.
Why not go climbing? Then we can get close to nature. Question: What's the man's advice?
Jack, I don't want to watch TV at home this weekend.
Why not go climbing? Then we can get close to nature.
Question: What's the man's advice? Tom, after I finish my work here at school, I'm going to the park.
Okay, but I'm going to stay at home. Question: Where is the woman now?
Tom, after I finish my work here at school, I'm going to the park.
Okay, but I'm going to stay at home.
Question: Where is the woman now? 14. Stephen, you have read so many books about acting.
Yes, I want to play roles in famous films in the future. Question: What does the boy want to be?
Stephen, you have read so many books about acting.
Yes, I want to play roles in famous films in the future.
Question: What does the boy want to be? 15. Sorry, Mike, I'm late.
Don't worry, Jenny. The film starts at 3 o'clock, and it's 2:30 now.
Oh, we'll get there in 20 minutes.
Let's go. Question: When will Jenny and Mike get to the cinema?
Sorry, Mike, I'm late.
Don't worry, Jenny. The film starts at 3 o'clock, and it's 2:30 now.
Oh, we'll get there in 20 minutes.
Let's go.
Question: When will Jenny and Mike get to the cinema?
4. 听短文，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
My father was born in a poor village in China. When he was a young boy, he went to school in the morning and then worked in the fields in the afternoon. After that, he did his homework at night. Life was really hard because they had no money. At the age of 14, my father came to America with some friends. He heard it was easy to make money in America. But when he arrived there, he realized it was not true. He even couldn't find a job. He spoke little English. Later, he worked in a restaurant, cleaning up tables, washing dishes, and sweeping the floor. Life was hard for the first few years. He worked from 10 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. He wanted to go to school to learn English, but it was impossible because he couldn't afford it. However, my father kept working hard and finally reached his goal. He often says to me, "If you want something, you have to work for it and never give up trying. Things do not come easily in life."
My father was born in a poor village in China. When he was a young boy, he went to school in the morning and then worked in the fields in the afternoon. After that, he did his homework at night. Life was really hard because they had no money. At the age of 14, my father came to America with some friends. He heard it was easy to make money in America, but when he arrived there, he realized it was not true. He even couldn't find a job because he spoke little English. Later, he worked in a restaurant, cleaning up tables, washing dishes, and sweeping the floor. Life was hard for the first few years. He worked from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. He wanted to go to school to learn English, but it was impossible because he couldn't afford it. However, my father kept working hard and finally reached his goal. He often says to me, "If you want something, you have to work for it and never give up. Things do not come easily in life."